So, what is this?
What is this?
Is this an ancestor of yours?
It's a suit of armor, and I had it made. It took me actually 2 years to get this thing, and it's made to my specifications. I can actually
tailor made.
Yes, it's made by an extremely good guy from Black Sword Armory, and is an exact replica of an Italian Renaissance suit of armor. And this guy actually do jousting and everything like that. Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. Since I was a kid, I always wanted to have a suit of armor, you know.
It's a bit too hot in Miami to wear it.
I like it just standing there, you know. Mm. It's better, you know.
Okay, and
got some statues and stuff.
Inside here, a pool table.
Indeed.
How good are you?
I'm okay, you know. I fluctuate, you know. Sometimes I'm quite good, sometimes I'm not, you know. But I really, truly enjoy to play pool. It's a lot of fun. Mm.
Let's step inside the living room.
This is the rock and roll room here.
Yeah. Got a gigantic TV screen here, stereo, laser disc. What are you watching?
Monty Python. It depends. I like everything that you know. Well, right now it's Olympics, isn't it? Yeah. I like everything that Robert De Niro did. You know, I have all those, and you know, I like some horror movies and stuff like that.
I saw a pretty good laser
Spinal
disc.
Spinal Tap.
AC/DC.
AC/DC is funny. Yeah. 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 No, I got the old Purple and all that stuff. You know. Yeah, laser disc is stuff really. And obviously we're overlooking the pool.
Yeah. A pinball machine, you got a bar over here, you got a lot of cats.
A lot of cats. This is Fuzz Face.
Okay, maybe we can get a meow. Yeah.
Come on, Fuzz. Come on, Fuzzy.
A meow, perhaps.
I've had him for 9 years. Look, he smelled the microphone. And this is Flea.
Okay, Flea, say hi.
This, of course, is my friend. Maybe some people don't know what these guys are, but it's hard to describe since it's not a video, it's an audio thing. But these guys are called ferrets. And I know in England, they use ferrets for hunting rabbits. And I just have them because I think they're so cute.
Yeah, they are cute.
We have two of them.
This is pretty long as well.
Yeah. This is Jeremy. This is Antonio.
Say hi.
They don't make any sound.
This is a microphone.
Okay. So anyway, okay. Those are the ferrets.
You got a swimming pool outside, you got a tennis court.
Yes.
Are you a sporty kind of guy?
Well, the last few years, I mean, like last, actually all my life really, I never really wanted to do anything at all. I just like, you know, didn't like any of that shit. But nowadays, I love to sit out by the pool. I like to play tennis, lift some weights, you know, go on the bikes and everything like that. And I feel a lot better, and it just feels great. You know, I really, you know, in that fashion, actually, it's a big change, you know.
Ingrid Malmsteen, the health freak?
Not health freak. I smoke cigarettes and I like drink beer, you know.
The occasional pizza, the occasional...
Well, the diet is, the food is so, like, I like good food, but I don't really get time to have really good food, you know. That's the only problem, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Pizza, it's okay. I like Indian food, Mexican food, you know.
You got a wine cellar as yeah. well.
Yes.
When did your interest in wine begin?
Well, I always liked wine, but like, you know, once I started like really getting into like knowing what is good and what is bad, you know, then, you know, it changed, you know, because like, you know, if you know a wine is really good, then if you have something that's not so good, then you don't like it, you know. So it's, you know, I'd say that's about, I don't know, 5 years, maybe six.
It's quality, it's not quantity.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I mean, like, I love that Brunello Montalcino, Viticchio, Notarpanaro, Ducale Riserva, you know, the good stuff. Mostly Italian stuff, actually.
I brought a bottle of wine here. Maybe we should have a taste of it.
I would certainly like that. That would be very nice.
Score.
Nice Ferrari glasses here.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm, this is very nice. This must be a Spanish one, right?
Yeah, actually it's a Rioja wine from,
there you go.
From Spain.
It's very nice. It needs to breathe a little bit, but I'm very prone to drinking Italian wines. You know, define Tuscany Valley, anything from Tuscany Valley, you know, from Brunello di Montalcino to, you know, Ducale and all that stuff.
Have you been there yourself?
Yes, indeed. Oh, yes. Very wonderful experience, indeed. Yeah, it's a beautiful place. Uh-huh. Really is.
You appreciate a good wine. You got two Ferraris not too far away from here. You got a fantastic house. You got Rolex watches, a beautiful wife. A marvelous career, I must say. Can we say that Yngwie Malmsteen is a guy that enjoys life?
Oh yeah, every minute of it, actually. You know.
Are you the guy with everything?
It depends what you mean with everything. And success, how do you measure success? I don't know. Only thing I can say is that I'm extremely happy with what I, you know, have got.
And what you have achieved.
Exactly. I couldn't ask for more, you know. And obviously there's a lot of people that has had a lot more record sales and so forth and so on, but I don't necessarily think that is actually success. I think success is happiness in life, you know, that, like you do what you like, you do what you love, and you can live comfortably on it, you know. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, that's all I need and that's all I want, you know, and I got it, so.
Is there anything that makes you sad in life?
Well, you know, I mean, there's a lot of injustice in you know, the world and everything like that. It doesn't exactly make me sad, but it does upset me sometimes, you know, all the pollution and wars and, you know, terrorism and, you know, kids doing drugs when they're 8 years old and wearing a gun and, you know, stuff like that. It's pretty disgusting, you know, but I tend not to let anything like that really bring me down because I think, you know, I mean, it's... you know, there's a philosophy in life. Now, is this glass half full or is it half empty? I think it's half full, okay? And, you know, if you look at life and you live your life like that, I think you can make happiness out of life rather than just, you know, be upset about what you might not have at the moment. You know, you appreciate what you do have instead. You know, I mean, like, I got my health, I got my life, my wife, you know, everything, to my music. I can't ask for more, you know.
I mean, you look better now than I've seen in quite a while. you're in pretty good shape.
Yeah, I like to work out a little bit, you know, and stuff like that, be out in the sun and, you know, just have a good...
Have you changed your way of life recently? I mean, you only drink beer and wine.
Yeah, yeah,
now.
Exactly. I mean, like, there's no drugs involved and everything like that. But, you know, I mean, obviously, when I was very young, I came to America, you know, it was the 80s, and, you know, basically, you know, it was drugs, and it was all sorts of things. But, no, I definitely feel more healthy today than I did, like, let's say, 5-6 years ago. You know?
What made you realize that you want to change yourself?
No, I think it was just an automatic thing. I mean, like, it wasn't so much one reason or another. Well, you know, my wife, of course, she's keeping me in line, you know, and that's good. I like that.
Is that what Yngwie Malmsteen needs? A wife that keeps you under control?
It certainly seems to help, definitely. I mean, you know, I mean, I don't think it's only that. I think it's like, you know, you mature with age and everything like that. I'm 33 years old now, you know. I still feel young, but it's just like, you know, I, you know how it is when you're like in your early 20s and you get into the rock and roll scene and everything, and you think you're invincible, you think that nothing can really go wrong and everything like that, but, you know, sometimes they really do. And I think it's a matter of just like growing up, and, you know, obviously to have someone wonderful in your life like my wife, you know, then that is like a reinforcement of the entire thing, you know, and it works out, you know.
Maybe another sip of wine.
I say, why not?
Okay.
Cheers.
It's cool.
I think it's been breathing a little bit now. I can't make a lot of noise here, you know. It's great. 24 hours a day. You know, like Dave Rosenthal, both him and me, we call ourselves the Dennis of music. We're always open.
The album Inspiration is now recorded and ready, and you're preparing to go out on tour pretty soon.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of endless rehearsals, I believe.
Well, you know, we're in rehearsal right now for the tour coming up, which is gonna spend a lot. We're gonna go to South America, which is gonna be the first time for me. You know, we're playing like Brazil and Argentina. You know, it's gonna be a blast, I think. You know, because I never even been there. You know, it's gonna be really interesting. And you know, we have a great lineup, great band. Tommy Aldridge on drums. You know, Barry Dunaway on bass. Mark Bowles on vocals. Matt's on keyboards. You know, and I really feel really good about this. It's gonna be really good, I think. You know.
When did you start to rehearse for the tour?
About a week ago. And
with new people in, what did it sound like?
It sounded good immediately. Everybody in the band are extremely good and
true professionals.
Exactly. You know, I mean, it was, but it's getting better and better. You know, it's even better now. But, you know, it sounded good from day one. You know, it really did. You know, I sent the tape. Of a bunch of songs. The funny thing is that I was rushing so much to send a tape to Tommy Aldridge. By accident, I got my grocery list inside his package, and he called me back and said, "Well, I'll bring you some toilet paper and cat food." You know, it was funny, but it's just, you know, those funny things that happen.
You've been around a while. Is it still exciting to you to record an album and do a tour?
To me, it's like the first time. It's like I never get bored with it. I mean, I every time I pick up a guitar, I love it. You know, every time I play with a group, you know, it's great. You know, every time you have a new album, you're excited. You know, you go on tour. You know, I mean, I can never get enough of this. You know, I'm definitely not slowing down, if that's anybody think that. You know, and
so touring now and touring 10 years ago is
touring is better now, because I think that it's more organized. You know, we have more better people involved, you know, as far as like coordinating everything and all that stuff, and you know, as I said also earlier, you know, like few, you know, 10 years ago or whatever, like, you know, the whole band, including myself, we were just always out of control, you know, getting crazy on all sorts of things, and
So as far as that goes, I think it's a vast improvement, really. You know, I mean, I think it's a lot more professional approach. You know, things are flowing better, and you know how it is.
In some territories, you are playing clubs instead of theaters and bigger arenas. What do you feel about that?
You know what? I don't know who it was. I think it was Mats. Me and Mats were sitting in the back lounge of the bus or something, and you know, on riding, and we were talking, and I explained very honestly and you know, fairly, as I said, okay, so sometimes we play places that are not that big and everything like that, but we are playing all over the world. We're always out on the road. We always get the people in there, you know, and that's a lot to be said about that. You know, because I mean, there's so many people nowadays that maybe five, six years ago, around there, they would play 10,000 seats. Today they can't even play 200 seats. You know, so I'm not complaining at all, because I've always kept sort of like a level thing. You know, I guess in the 80s, you know, I would play bigger places in the States, but. You know, instead of that, now in Europe, in Japan, I play bigger places than I did 10 years ago. So it's a little, you know, it weighs itself out, you know. So I'm definitely not complaining, you know. I mean, obviously, in fact, I really don't like to play the huge places. I mean, I think the Budokan is like, you know, every time I play the Budokan, you know, even though, you know, I do, you know, my very best to do a good show and everything, it's almost like when the show is over, it's like, a relief, you know, whereas when you play like a theater setting or like a big club, it's like, I don't want to stop, you know, I just want to go on, you know, I'll do like 10 encores, you know, but because it's more of an intimate thing, you know, and it you can really get to feel the energy from the people, and it's, you know, I really like that. I like that a lot. You know, if the place is too small, then it gets annoying, you know.
But talking about Japan, I mean, you and Japan is like, you got a long love affair.
I can't explain it, you know. It's like, you know, from day one, I got there when I was 19 years old. From day one, it was like immediate thing. It's like an immediate thing. And I figured, oh, wow, it can't get any better than this. But every time I would release an album, it sold more. Every time I did a tour there, I did more dates, I did more people. Every time, last year we did 17 cities. It's unheard of, nobody ever did that. You know, everywhere from Kagoshima, which is like a volcanic island in the south there, up to Sapporo, you know, like we covered the whole country. It was unbelievable. Mr. Rudu said he never promoted a tour where people played 17 cities before. And he's been doing this for like 30 years or something. And what can I say? I mean, Domorogato, you know, Ichiban, you know, thank you very much.
Yeah, I mean, you stick to your style. Some people say it's a minus, some people say it's a plus. How would you rate your albums yourself?
It's like, when I hear people saying that, you know, it's like, I mean, listen, Tone Iommi has played the greatest riffs for 25 years, okay? But they haven't exactly been very much variation in that. But I love the guy, I love the band, I love everything about them. AC/DC, same thing, ZZ Top, Aerosmith, you know? I mean, I never read or hear anybody say anything like that, you know? Or Eric Clapton playing the same notes for like 45 years or something, you know? But I always get that, and I wonder why that is, because I almost sometimes I feel like that's the only thing they can complain about. You know, I mean, I have style. This is my style, you know.
Yeah.
Excuse me, you know. I mean, if you don't like it, that's fine. But this is what I do, yeah. You know.
That might be the secret why you are still going, you are still selling, you are still...
I think that people that change, like, with trends and... You know, that have this, like, don't fix it if it ain't broke, you know. I mean,
you're not too much for a grunge and
I'm
punk, sorry, and the alternative scene.
Afraid not, no. It doesn't do anything for me, you know.
I mean,
they almost killed the rock star.
God bless them, you know. I mean, they can do whatever they want. I mean, I'm not gonna. But the thing is, like, I've been doing this for so long, you know. You know me for like almost 20 years, you know. And I've always like had a certain vision, and I always try to do a certain thing that I feel is like my statement, or more or less, you know. And I saw the punk come in like in 77, 78, and I hated it then, and I hate it now. You know, I mean, I never liked that stuff, and I never liked the glam rock. I never liked the synth pop. I never liked any of this stuff. You know, all of that. That's like here and here, and I'm here. I'm doing this. I'm going straight as an arrow. You know, I follow my heart and my soul and my brain. You know, or whatever.
And your beliefs.
Yeah, you know, I believe, I feel strongly about it. You know. But like, well, that's what Niccolo Paganini said. One must feel strongly to make others feel strongly. And I think you know, just reading some of my fan mail and, you know, email and everything like that. I mean, like, people can sense that I'm so serious about what I do. You know, I mean, okay. Or some people say, oh, he just plays fast, but that's not true. You know, I mean, I try to put a lot of emotion into it. Well, actually, I do. You know, whether or not it conveys. But another great quote is from Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. He said, "Music is melody. Melody is music." Okay, and if it ain't melodic, it isn't music. And if you just like bang out two chords and scream and yell, you know, it's not music. And then you can call it whatever you want. It's like, for instance, I prefer Da Vinci to Picasso. You know. But there is a lot of different people, and there's a lot of different tastes, and that's fine. And otherwise, it would be really boring, you know. And I just do what I believe is right. You know, I just go for what I think is right. You know, that's all I do. I mean, then critics or whatever, they can say whatever they want, but I'm not gonna stop. You know, I'm not gonna quit.